We've received many listener questions through WPR's Wisconsin Project. And as we combed through them, we flagged a particular question. It came from Xander, a fourth grader at Mineral Point Elementary School.
Hi, my name is Xander. What do the symbols mean on the Wisconsin flag?
So to help us decipher all the symbols on the Wisconsin state flag, and there are plenty of them, I spoke with Matt Blessing. He's the Director of Collections at the Library and Archives at the Wisconsin Historical Society.
So the Wisconsin state flag, like a lot of other state flags, was actually adopted in 1913. The main body of the flag is sort of a navy blue. Blue represents traits like wisdom, trust, truth. But in 1913, what was really important was blue represented loyalty. When you look at the elements of the state flag, at the very top of the design, you have the state's motto, forward. Beneath forward is a relatively small badger. You have a miner. That's a reflection of early Wisconsin history and lead and zinc mining in the Driftless area, copper mining in northern Wisconsin, and it's a tribute to Wisconsin's workers. And across from the miner on the left-hand side, you have a sailor. And between them is a golden seal that has symbols of four different trades: navigation, manufacturing, mining, and agriculture. And then smack in the middle of the golden shield is a small red, white, and blue coat of arms. And surrounding that coat of arms is the national motto, E Pluribus Unum, one out of many, a recognition of our role in the larger nation.
And then right below the miner, we see a stack of 13, what are those, lead bars?
Right. Directly beneath the miner is a pyramid stack of lead ingots. And that, again, is a little bit of mining history, a little bit economic boosterism about the state's mineral resources. But 13 is important because it's representative of the 13 original colonies.
And then next to the lead ingots, we can see everyone's favorite horn of plenty, the cornucopia.
Right. That's, of course, central to have a cornucopia about Wisconsin's agricultural history. So overflowing out of that cornucopia, you have grapes, apples, and what look like oranges. Now, I don't think oranges have ever grown in Wisconsin, so that might be something that needs to be corrected.
So I'm no Marie Kondo, but to my eye, it looks a bit cluttered. I might call it the Sergeant Peppers of state flags, yeah?
It's a little busy. To the modern eye, I think a lot of 21st century people gravitate to simplicity, which is sort of a central element in a lot of flags that attract people. But there aren't as many teaching opportunities with those flags as what you have in Wisconsin. So I still like it. I'm biased because I'm an archivist and a historian. I think we're fortunate to have a flag that we can be proud of and really be used as a teaching tool in Wisconsin schools.
That was Matt Blessing, Director of Collections at the Library and Archives at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Submit your own Wisconsin question, and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Carl Christensen.